Good afternoon, Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our market news summary. Well, after back-to-back days of triple-digit gains, the cattle futures fell lower today with some uncertainty about Friday's cattle on feed report. The report is expected to show placements coming in lower, but with a slow marketing pace and cattle staying on feed longer, inventory is likely to be up 2%. On the futures board today, we saw the June live cattle down 40 cents at 175.32, August just 15 lower at 172.77. In the feeder cattle, the May contract down 70 cents today at 240.27, August down 22 at 252.12. Cash cattle trade just starting to come in this week. A few live sales reported today at 183 and dress trade lower from 292 to 294. A pair and bred cow special at Lewistown Livestock yesterday saw the pairs top out at $3,600 on the young cows, quite a few mid-aged pairs from $3,050 to $3,550, and most of the young and middle-aged bred cows from $2,600 to $3,100. Stay with us. We'll come back and talk about today's grain market right after this.
2 p.m., April 29th, Bear Paw Livestock. Bulls J5 Red sells 45 registered yearling Red Angus bulls and 25 homegrown commercial heifers with guest consigner Klingemann Red Angus. Bulls J5 develops their cattle at the ranch, ensuring their disposition and structure. These bulls are range-ready and balanced for your herd, featuring sons and daughters of Beaver Stock Market, Becton Scamp, and Beaver Franchise. April 29th at Bear Paw Livestock in Chinook. Visit bullsj5reds.com or find them on Facebook.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an agro-liquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
The wheat market has been pretty range-bound lately, unwilling to set new lows, but a strong dollar and Russia weighing down world values is preventing much of a gain from happening as the tone of the wheat market staying fairly bearish here early during the planting season. Today, May KC Hard Red Winter Wheat fell 14 and 3 quarters to 572, September at 581 down 12 and a quarter. Spring wheat for May down a nickel today at 633, September at 650 down 5 and 3 quarters. In Chicago, May soft wheat 12 and 3 quarters lower at 537, July at 552 down 12 and a half. May corn just 3 quarters of a point lower at 430, and soybeans for May gaining 4 and a half cents to 1149. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Colter Brown.